Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out, and we will create more and better jobs, and we will be in a great
city.
State
it's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, people in Wisconsin were fired up yesterday because that state is considering passing a right-to-work law. Lawmakers here in Michigan are saying that our state set the stage for that to happen. Do you really think we had that much influence in Wisconsin?
I think it may have inspired some legislators in Wisconsin to say, well, they did it, so we can do it here. Wisconsin is like Michigan in that it's a state that votes blue or Democratic in presidential elections, but tends to elect Republican governors and legislators. And there's also, I think, some benefit to the pro-right-to-work people, and that right-to-work doesn't seem yet to have had a major negative effect in Michigan. Union membership has declined some, but there haven't been a lot of heavy protests and claims of economic hardship. So we'll just have to see. But mainly, I think, that may be used as an excuse. These people in Wisconsin want to do it for their own Wisconsin reasons.
But you don't think right-to-work has affected Michigan that much in the past 2 years?
Well, union membership is certainly down, but we have to remember that in a lot of cases, they're still operating under contracts that were signed before right-to-work. It's going to take some time. While union members can opt out, a significant number and a lot of unions haven't yet chosen to do so. And again, the contracts aren't up. When negotiating contracts under right-to-work may be much more problematical for union leadership, I think it's going to take 5 to 10 years to really see the effects.
Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan gave his budget address yesterday. What did he have to say, considering so much of the budget has to do with the bankruptcy exit plan?
Well, this, again, as you indicated, is a Kevin Orr budget. It's a budget that was put in place largely before the emergency manager departed, and which has both benefits and drawbacks for Mike Duggan. He can claim to some extent he's sort of bound by this, although he doesn't seem to be depressed about it. The budget largely puts more money into police and fire. That was sort of always the plan. They're going to add policemen and firemen. They're going to slow the pace of tearing down dilapidated buildings. They have, I think, $100 million budgeted for that this year, but only $50 million the next couple of years. And they say revenues are slightly up. I think revenues from property tax collections are up, but the income tax revenues are down. But this is always trying to thread a needle to stay solvent, to stay under the plan of adjustment. It's a very, very delicate balance that any kind of economic downturn could threaten. So the mayor, I think the best way to phrase it, is cautiously optimistic about this budget.
And there's a movement to boost skills training at community colleges in the state. What's the latest, Jack?
This has always been a big cause of Governor Snyder. He wants more skilled tradespeople, more welders, more electricians, more folks like that. And the idea, as I understand it, is to sell bonds to give community colleges more money to do that. That probably really wouldn't touch the state budget situation at all. Bonds are entirely separate, as I understand it. And, of course, you can get more people working and paying more taxes. That's a good thing. But there's a pretty broad consensus that support for these kind of programs is a good thing. It's sort of a bipartisan consensus to the extent we have one. And I would think that, except to the extent that spending any kind of money or accumulating any debt is automatically controversial, this should be relatively uncontroversial.
Okay, Jack, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.